medical students are not up to scratch on providing quality nutritional care to patients. In spite of an increase in diet-related disease around the world, that's according to a report from researchers across New Zealand, Australia and the Netherlands. It's going to be published in The Lancet. And Dr. Lauren Ball from Griffith University in Australia led the study. She joins me now. Hi there, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Can you tell us a bit about the study?
Yeah, this study was a systematic review. That means we were looking at all literature that has been published, investigating medical students' nutrition knowledge, their attitudes towards nutrition, and their experiences learning about nutrition whilst they're in medical training. So there were studies right from across the world, including the US and Europe and UK, as well as, say, Africa and Asia, Australia and New Zealand as well. And the studies consistently found that regardless of country, regardless of setting or the year of medical education, that the students lacked nutrition knowledge, they lacked nutrition skills, and they didn't feel confident in how to incorporate nutrition into the care that they provide to patients, which is a real concern.
Yeah, we've talked about this before on the show, but remind us why this sort of overview research can be just as important as sort of new research or fresh data.
Yeah, well, we don't want to reinvent the wheel. And so we wanted to understand what is currently being done around the world so that we can learn from that if we're trying to improve or change what's happening in any country. So we know that around the world, medical education can look quite different. So it's really important that we're across everything that's currently happening before we go and try something new.
Why is a doctor or a medical student's knowledge of nutritional care important or interesting?
That's a really great question. As you would know, nutrition is well recognised as a key component of a healthy lifestyle. It's important in keeping us well, as well as managing any chronic conditions such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, even our weight. It's so important. And one key strategy is to get help from a health professional. Doctors are the first port of call that people have with the health system, and they're often the first person that people go to and they trust. So therefore, it's very natural that they would ask questions about a whole range of health topics, including what they should be eating. So doctors are really at the front line when it comes to supporting patients to eat well. So it's very important that they feel confident to be able to have those discussions with patients.
What do you think may have caused the knowledge gap or the insufficient knowledge?
Yeah, there are quite a few things that came out of this research. So from a student's perspective, they felt that nutrition was poorly integrated into the medical curriculum. They felt like there wasn't a priority placed on nutrition from their lecturers and their teachers. They felt like they weren't the right faculty or teachers to talk to them about nutrition, and that they weren't witnessing any role models or mentors who also spoke to patients about nutrition. So these are key areas and key opportunities that we could improve in order to support medical students to feel confident and to know more about nutrition and therefore be better placed to help patients.
Is part of the problem that not everyone agrees on nutrition, that there are still sort of competing theories out there, fats versus sugar, which is worse, whether we should be avoiding carbs or eating them, all that sort of stuff that we get on a regular basis. Is a lack of consensus a problem?
I don't think it is. I think it's excellent that so many people are interested in nutrition. What we do know is that nearly everyone realises how important it is, also the importance of eating well. The minutiae around exactly what that looks like, I think, is less relevant. I think we all agree on some fundamental core principles, such as the importance of eating fresh produce, fruit and vegetables, and reducing our intake of highly processed foods, high sugar foods. We all agree on that. So we are all heading in the right direction. The key difference is whether or not nutrition is being integrated into the ongoing care that we have from doctors, because we know that patients see doctors so many times throughout their lives in all of our different phases of life, and nutrition is such a fundamental principle that should be front and centre to that ongoing care.
What are you recommending then as a result of your study?
We believe that nutrition needs to be compulsory in medical education, and from our research we saw that anything that universities do in this space has a positive effect. The challenge is making sure that it continues to happen year after year so that all medical students reap the benefits of learning about nutrition. And the way that it can be made compulsory is to have it enforced through an accreditation, just like we would have medical students learn about other aspects of care at all universities. So it needs to be something that's happening at all universities throughout the world, and we need to have worldwide benchmarks as to how much nutrition education that is, because it differs so much that it means that some medical students are missing out, and that's not what we want.
Have you had much reaction to your research?
We have had a lot of reaction from the research and from the medical community. They are very supportive of this push. They want to be learning about nutrition. Doctors are on board. They want to learn more. They want to feel confident. So it's just a matter of making sure that universities take that on board. When we speak to medical educators, they also want nutrition to be a part of that curriculum. So we're all in agreement there. We now have an opportunity to make it happen across the world to benefit our doctors, which therefore benefits patients.
Well, Lauren Ball at Griffith University in Australia, thanks so much for talking us through the research. Nice to meet you and to have you on today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.